Hello, everybody. I'm John Locke, and I'd like to welcome you to the LockeInYourSuccess.com Trading Performance Podcast, where it's all about real traders, real problems, and real coaching. Listen up and enjoy the segment.
For those serious about becoming successful, consistently profitable options traders, now is the time to build skills in technical analysis, market analysis, and applied volatility to get those results. We have multiple memberships, starting with our Go membership that teaches rules-based trading and our Pro membership that teaches more subjective trading. For more information, go to lockinyoursuccess.com/memberships.
Hello, everyone. My name is John Locke. I'd like to welcome you to The Winning Trade, but first, the required disclaimer material. This presentation is given for educational purposes only. We're not broker dealers or financial advisors, and we're not making any specific trade recommendations. Also, please be aware, your risk in trading options is substantial, and please make sure you are aware of all your risks prior to placing any trades. Also note that in this presentation, it contains hypothetical computer simulated trades and results. Their belief is accurately represented as possible. Keep in mind, live results can vary from simulated results for many different reasons. If this is your first experience with us, my name is John Locke. I'm a trading performance, wealth, and success coach from Locke & Your Success, LLC, where myself and our mentors are here to help you win in the markets and in life as well. And today, I'm here to bring you into the realm of something called high probability options trading. High probability trading, or also known as positive theta trading or income trading, is where we utilize option strategies to make money from the passage of time rather than depending on price movement alone in order to make money. This means we can often be profitable whether the market goes up, down, or sideways. It doesn't mean we're going to win all the time, but our probabilities are much higher than if we were to purely make a directional bet on the market. And the option strategy I'd love to share with you today is called the V32. It's a shorter-term market-neutral broken-wing butterfly strategy that we trade in the Russell 2000. It requires a minimum of $3,500 on the Russell. The example size here is going to be a $35,000 planned capital number. This strategy does not have a profit target, but it does have an exit loss trigger to control our risk of approximately 7.1% of our planned capital, which on the position size example that we're going to be doing today is going to be a $2,500 exit loss trigger. So let's take a look at the strategy. But before we do, I'd love to remind you to just please like and share our videos and make sure you comment. It helps us continue to bring this wonderful content to you. Okay, so this is what our strategy looks like. It is February 14th, 2024, we're going to look at options in the 30-day to expiration cycle. So in this case here, we're taking a look at the March 15th, 2024 expiration cycle. What we're going to do is we're going to take a look at our asset price, which happens to be $2,011.69. We're simply going to go 17 to 27 points under that. That puts us at $1,990. For our short strikes, we're going to sell, in this case, this being a $35,000 position, we're going to sell 20 1990s, 10 2030s, 10 1930s. We're going to put this in as one order, one broken wing butterfly order on your platform. And our analytical graph is going to look like this. This is a positive delta strategy, meaning the strategy is always maintaining positive delta. From here, essentially, our guidelines are going to be to adjust up if we go negative delta and to adjust down if we get down here below the short strikes at our checkpoint time. So we're not trading or checking this strategy throughout the day. We're coming in near market close. For the example, I'm picking 15:30, which is a half an hour before market close. We're checking to see if we are below our short strikes with the asset price. We're checking to see if we're negative delta. If neither one of those is the case, we're simply staying in the trade until the next day or trading day when we will check it once again. So I like this as an example because we do have a downside adjustment and upside adjustments. So let's get going here. Just for reference, we'll look at the price chart. This is a non-subjective strategy, so our entry rules are just time-based, and our exit rules are essentially expire or exit loss trigger. But that doesn't mean you cannot take a strategy like this and time it to the market if that's your choice, right? If you're good with technical analysis and you're a subjective trader, you can certainly change the timing on your entry and so forth. So here, just for reference, is the price chart. We came here, we've had a failed breakout. We tested a bottom here, and now we're reversing back to the upside again. All right, so let's go to our first adjustment here. So it's Wednesday, February 14th. What happens here is the Russell 2000, the asset price comes down underneath our short strikes. So our short strikes are at 1990. Asset price is 1987.47 at our checkpoint time. So that's going to require an adjustment. So it's fairly simple. We're just going to sell out of this position and we're going to roll the position back or re-enter the position back here, 17 to 27 points under the money, which here is going to be at 1970. We do a 60 point lower wing, just like our entry, a 40 point upper wing. We check to make sure we're positive delta. We are, and we're off to the races. If I move to the next adjustment, that happens on the 26th. What happens here is the price bounces again. So we see the price chart, got a bit of a pullback, and now we're bouncing again, and the position has turned negative delta. That being the case, we're going to take, for an upside adjustment, we're going to take some of these 2010s, and we're going to roll them back to 2000. So that's very simple. We do have in our guidelines set a procedure to deal with this other side. Basically, when we get all 10 strikes down here to 2000, we're going to be rolling up our long strikes to 1920. But for here, all we need is to roll back five of these. That brings us positive delta, and we're off to the races. So it's February 26th. We are 18 days to expiration. Let's go to our next adjustment here. What ends up happening the very next day, the market's really taken off. We are negative delta again. So we're going to do the same procedure here, minus five plus five. But in this case here, when we get down to the strike level, our guidelines also force this adjustment. And that puts us into this position here. We're now positive delta. We are now at our appropriate wing widths. And from here, we are just going to go forward. Let's go to our next adjustment here. And that's going to be March 1st. The Russell continues to go up. We are negative delta once again. And our adjustment strategy is to take five of these verticals and roll them back. That puts us positive delta. And this is our new position. Now, if we have to make another up adjustment, we're going to have to move these longs again. As far as our downside adjustment point, initially, when we enter the trade, it's back here at our short strikes at 1970. As we shorten our upper wing, what's going to happen is that's going to take our rollback point and going to move it forward in proportion with how far back the upper wings go. So, for example, when we get to all 10 of our strikes at 1990, our rollback point is literally 1990. So it's going to just move back in proportion with what we're doing here. So it's Friday, March 1st. Let's go to our next adjustment, and that happens on March 4th. We start to turn negative delta again on our position. So this time, remember, we said we're going to have to move the long strikes. So I'm going to come in here. I'm going to move those long strikes, and then I'll take a look at moving these long strikes. We can do this in a condor order, in a vertical order, or however we want, but this is what our procedure looks like as we're testing this in our software. So let me clear those trades. Let me show you the adjustment. So now we're in a 10, 20, 30, 40 point lower wing, 20 point upper wing, broken wing butterfly. And let's see, we're up about 25.50 and we're good to go. So at this point, our rollback point, by the way, is 1990. So if the asset price gets back down to here, we have a rollback trigger. And then from here, let's go to our next adjustment. What happens is we're once again hitting our negative delta. So I'm going to take my 1990 back down, or some of my 1990s down to 1980. And that's going to give me the positive delta that I am looking for. And let's see, we're up 2370 at this point. And let's just move on to our next adjustment. Happens on March 11th. So let's ignore trade. So what's going on here is we're now 4 days to expiration and we're negative delta again. At this point, you have to decide whether or not it's worth it to actually make this adjustment. If it's negative delta and I can't get any sort of credit in making an adjustment, then I'm just going to leave it alone. But here we do have one other adjustment that's allowed in the strategy, and this is what we call maximum adjustment. And that would be rolling these up to here, rolling these down to here. And that's maximum adjustment in the strategy. And we're going to go ahead and do that. Now that my long strikes, by the way, are here at 1980, my rollback point's actually 2000. So if this shifts back to a 2000 asset price, that's going to be my rollback trigger. As of right now, we are up about 2585. And this is what our position looks like here. And then we will jump to Thursday, which is our exit day. So we got a nice 53-point down move here on Thursday. This is going to be our exit day. Again, something like this, I would expire. I would just let these options expire, being that far from the money. Realistically, I wouldn't be concerned about that. But in our software, we have to exit this because that's the last day we can trade it. So we're going to come in here. We're going to exit this at a profit of approximately $2,695 in 30 days, or in this case, actually 29 days. If we take a look at the price chart throughout the trade, we started approximately 30 days ago. I believe we were about right here. We had an up move to 2060. We had a down move to 1987. We came all the way up to a 2120, and now we're down almost another 100 points to 2020. A lot of strategies are going to get whipsawed back and forth in this type of environment. But one of the things I love about the V32 is it can handle this type of environment, especially if it's uptrending fairly well. And that is the V32, this episode's winning trade. If you liked this example of the V32, I invite you to come on over to lockinyoursuccess.com. That's L-O-C-K-E in yoursuccess.com, and discover how you too can follow this and 11 other trading strategies as they unfold during our live options trading for income meetings that we have every Monday morning with our Go and Pro members. Also, make sure you come on over to thewinningtrade.com. That's thewinningtrade.com. There you can see over 100 examples of past winning trades that include the V32, 11 other market neutral strategies that are non-subjective that we cover, as well as some pro-subjective strategies and a lot of other fantastic examples of how to profit in today's market. Also, you can receive access to our free Trading Success Blueprint, and perhaps best of all, check out our free Trading Performance Podcast, where you can learn to skyrocket your trading regardless of the type of trading you do. If you have any questions, comments, or anything else you'd like to see in the next winning trade, please make sure you post that in the comments below. I answer all comments and questions personally. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to seeing you on the next winning trade.
And that is what I have for you today. If you have any questions or comments or anything else you'd like to see in the next Trading Performance Podcast, please list that in the comments and I'll personally answer your questions and comments for you. Also, I'd love to encourage you to come on over to lockinyoursuccess.com. That's L-O-C-K-E in yoursuccess.com. And check out our Trading Performance and Pro memberships, where you can find the tools you need to become a much more effective trader, regardless of the type of trading you do. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to seeing you on the next Trading Performance Podcast.